In Boston this week, the start of construction was delayed at the site of next month's Democratic National Convention. A labor dispute between the city and unionized municipal workers spilled over into the streets around the Fleet Center, and demonstrators shut down the project for 2 days. Udi Cornish of member station WBUR reports.
There were no special ceremonies for the opening day of construction on Boston's Fleet Center this week. Instead, workers for the company charged with overhauling the sports arena for the Democratic National Convention were met by a crush of unionized police officers and other workers angry with the city. The main union leading the protests, the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association, has been without a contract for nearly 3 years. But Mayor Thomas Menino says he won't let the unions use the threat of picketing the convention as a negotiating tool.
I cannot spend money I don't have in the city. I'm not going to mortgage my city's future.
Ever since it was announced as the site of the 2004 Democratic National Convention, the Fleet Center has been a favored spot for union protest. The Police Patrolmen's Association filed a lawsuit to get access to the area for pickets, and a federal judge helped them reach an agreement with the city that specified where and what was allowed. But after losing 2 days of work to the demonstrations, the city went back to the federal court for help. The judge appointed a U.S. Marshal to monitor the site. Thomas Nee, president of the Patrolmen's Association, denies accusations that members of the group were intimidating the workers coming in.
You're up against a very high-powered, you know, political machine, a public relations machine, and we got our message out. And the fact of the matter is that there's no unlawful conduct been proven.
The Patrolmen's Association is not the only union that has left the bargaining table empty-handed. More than half of the city's 30 bargaining units, including firefighters, EMTs, and municipal workers from clerks to janitors, are complaining of stalled negotiations. They have all joined the police in informational pickets on the convention site. Former National Democratic Party Chair Steve Grossman says he thinks both sides will come together for the sake of both the city's and the party's image.
The organized labor movement is going to be a critical ingredient from an organizing standpoint in helping John Kerry win a great victory on November 2nd. So that we need organized labor to be part and parcel of this convention in a way that is productive and not adversarial.
Meanwhile, Mayor Menino has continued to meet with some union leaders, though no progress has been made with the Police Patrolmen's Association. For now, the police union will return to the picket lines, this time under the watchful eye of federal marshals. For NPR News, I'm Audie Cornish in Boston.